Hello, Sebastian Aceto. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Colossians 3:1. We're continuing our series and completing it today on renewing the mind, not just in obedience, but in the power of God, in walking in the power of God, walking in peace, walking against Satan and those, you know, because Satan has an advantage on us only if we believe him, only if we give in to his words, his deception. Other than that, we have the power. When Jesus was praying for Peter, he said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you. He asked God for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you that your faith would not fail." See, you know, we're praying to God to remove Satan from our life. God has already bound him. God has already put, he can only influence our life to the extent that we believe his lies. You know, so Colossians 3:1, it says, "If you were risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things of this earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, you will also appear with him. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth," you know, fornication, uncleanness, passions, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry, you know, "because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience." So we walk in the newness of life, knowing that we're not a part of this world. Jesus prayed in John 17, "They're not of the world, just like I'm not of the world. Don't take them out of the world. Keep them in the world, but keep the evil from affecting them in the world." And so that's renewing the mind. Renewing the mind, we see in Peter's epistle that we suffer trials and tribulations. We use our faith, and what that does is it brings the salvation of our soul. So the other dynamic of this is that we have to seek those things which are above and not on things of the earth. Well, Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We have the ability to pray for someone and see God heal their mind or their body. We have the ability to pray for someone and see God provide for them funding and finances. We have the ability to pray for someone and God to introduce himself and bring whatever the prayer need is that's according to his word and according to our prayers. We have that power. Jesus said, "Don't go into the world. Don't leave this upper room until you be endued with power from on high, and then you'll be a witness of me throughout the world." He said in earlier teachings this week that we may prove the good, acceptable, and will of God, that our life, our changed thinking would prove God's perfect will in the world by us being an example, not only of walking in obedience, but walking in that power. We were meant to display God's power in the earth. We were meant to bring relief to people who need relief. We need to get our mindset that we're not tied to our human limitations, that part of the renewing of the mind is that we are water walkers. We can part the Red Sea. We can change a bag of groceries when it's truly needed. And we need that power. It's there for us. We don't walk in it because nobody believes they have it. Nobody understands they have it. And God can only bless faith. God can only bless faith. So seek those things which are above and not on things of the earth. When you pray for somebody and get them to believe God, you remove them from the world. You've separated them from the world and you brought them into the kingdom of God. God bless you guys. Thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like this wherever you're watching, social media, our phone app, the website. And then pray about becoming a partner for $10 a month or more. We're praying for $400 a month or more donors to help us in our mission to produce curriculums, which cost $50,000 and $60,000 and $70,000, and then to give them away for free. And we give thousands, tens of thousands of curriculums away for free, both through downloads and shipping them out. Become a part of that group. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.